In Britain, the idea of segregating smokers and non-smokers was tried in a few pubs, without much success. The smokers complained about discrimination, and finally won the fight to allow them to blow smoke over whomever they pleased. Although it's not the act of exhaling smoke in crowds which really concerns pollution buffs, it's the side stream from the end of the cigarette which concerns non-smokers. But would smokers here support the idea of having rooms or bars to themselves?
I would not. I would say that two-thirds of people smoke, and my wife doesn't smoke. It'd be a pretty poor show if she had to go into a separate bar to me to have a drink.
As a non-smoker, do you support the idea of separate bars for smokers and people like yourself?
No, not really. It doesn't worry me, provided sort of it's a big enough room that you're in at the time.
Already, buses and other forms of public transport carry smokers and non-smokers in separate spaces, so segregation supporters can't see any reason why this idea should not be extended to include other public areas, such as restaurants and hotels.
I agree with those who say there are four great epidemics in the Western world today. One is tobacco addiction, another is obesity, another is unwanted pregnancy, and a fourth is road accidents.
Dr. Earl Hackett is chairman of the Anti-Cancer Foundation's Scientific Advisory Committee. Does he think legislation would help control where and when people smoked?
You can't legislate for good manners. You can only bring this about, I suppose, by being well-mannered yourself in the first place, because you can't beat people into good manners either. But insofar as on the Anti-Cancer Foundation we're concerned about smoking, we certainly support the views of non-smokers who don't like people smoking right close to them in an ill-considered way. But you couldn't possibly legislate to change.
Well, you could suggest. You could suggest, though. Do you think, are smokers the sort of people who would follow that suggestion if a sign said in a bar, no smoking in this bar?
Well, I think smokers pay less and less attention to non-smoking signs. I see people in public transport in non-smoking seats or non-smoking carriages smoking. They pay no attention to it. I think smokers should realize that non-smokers hope that that convention will be obeyed when they go and sit in a non-smoking area. You can ask in an aeroplane these days whether you can have a seat in a non-smoking area, and I often do that, but inevitably someone sits down beside me and smokes.
So already the system isn't working all that effectively, and ideas to extend the scheme are probably nothing more than a pipe dream. But smokers could help with a little consideration. As Dr. Hackett says, you can't legislate for good manners.
In 5 minutes, we will no longer be able to smoke cigarettes in a licensed area in Victoria.
City revelers had mixed emotions about the end of going out for a drink and a social smoke.
Now we are ostracising people. Now, I think that's discrimination. Absolutely. Because now we can't smoke anywhere.
I think that, like, for 1 month everyone is going to be in shock, and then we're all going to rejoice in smoke-free areas.
There was a particularly nostalgic atmosphere at Barrow Cigar Lounge in Hawthorne.
At midnight, everyone butts out. The government decided that even in the cigar lounge we can't smoke.
Bar managers now have a nervous wait before them to see how the ban affects business. But venues with outdoor areas for smokers are focusing on the positive side.
We have 14 staff here and only one staff member smokes. So I think they're going to be really, really, really happy.
Bar staff reported a good level of awareness among patrons about the change. However, some say it's unclear how councils plan to enforce the new law.
It's really vague. We don't know what we're doing. We don't know what kind of subsidies we're getting for our ashtrays and for our outdoor renovations. All we know is that we have to stop people from smoking.
Those who break the law face a $110 fine. The Department of Human Services says there were no reports of fines being issued overnight. Emma O'Sullivan, ABC News, Melbourne.